Shalom Aleichem. Our question today is, when somebody is sending Mishloach Manot, is it permitted to wrap it all together, meaning to wrap it, enclose it? It could be in cellophane paper or something like that. Would that still be considered that you are sending Mishloach Manot? Manot means that we have to send a minimum of two foods. And if it's all packaged together, maybe it's not considered two or three or more separate foods, but only one item. How could that be possible? So in fact, this is the opinion of the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai wrote in his Tshuva Sefer, Torah Lishma, that when you send something that is all wrapped together, it's all enclosed on all sides, everything inside is considered one item. And we'll get into his proof in a little bit. The concept here is when you have something that is closed, tied, bound together, eged shmei eged, that is considered as if it is one item, binding it together. When you have a lulav and it has an eged, it has a tie around it, that's considered tied together as one item. And accordingly, if somebody did do this, you send it together, you packaged, and it all is enclosed, you would not be yotzei the mitzvah based on that of Mishloach Manah, because you're only sending Mishloach Manah. You're sending one item and not multiple items. Accordingly, you have three possibilities to get around this. Number one is when somebody is preparing this package, so you have all your packaging, you can wrap it all together, but leave something out of the packaging. Have it in a separate wrapper. So when you give the person, the recipient of the Mishloach Manot, you're going to give one package and a second package, two separate packages. One has everything in it, and a second one has one item, at least one item. So now you're giving two items together. It can be that you leave something that's baked or a can of Coke or a bottle of wine outside the main Mishloach Manot. Hand them all together, and then accordingly, you're giving two manot. You're giving two packages. It could have many things inside of it, but each one, because it's wrapped fully and separately, each one is going to be considered one manah. So that is one approach. When you wrap together your Mishloach Manot, leave something out and give it separately, give it together at the same time, but separately, two separate items. Another possibility is, even if you want to wrap your Mishloach Manot with that cellophane tape, with the cellophane paper, or whatever paper it is, whatever wrapping it is, leave it open a little bit so it's not enclosed. If you leave it open at the top, so it's not going to have that bind together being included, everything considered one, because it's open, so it's going to be considered separate items in a bag that is open at the top and not combined and only one item, so don't close it fully. And another possibility, you wrapped it all together, you're about to give it, take something out. You got to break through, take something out, and give that other item separately, so now you're giving Mishloach Manot and not one manna. Now, it happens to be that Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Fuchs brings that there are some poskim that discuss this Ben Ishchai, and they tweak it a little bit, although they embrace the concept that you have to send the Mishloach Manot, and you have to be careful, it's not going to be combined all together, and we brought three options now how to get around it. But they are of the view that even if everything is packaged all together, fully enclosed, but inside of it, there are two items that are not similar at all. For example, you have meat and a cookie. Those are so different, even though they are combined, they're packaged together, it's all enclosed, that would be considered two separate manot, two separate items, and you would be able to be yotzei. So that is the chumrah, huge chumrah of the Ben Ishchai. Now, truth be told, the Shevet HaLevri, Rav Vosner discusses this, and he brings this Shita of the Ben Ishchai, the Torah Lishma, and he says the proof, and it's quite a chiddush. And he says his proof is based on a Gemara and Shabbos, Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis. There we have the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that if somebody is taking an item from a Rishus Hayachi to Rishus Harabim, so it's talking about Hilcho Shabbos, caring, and you're taking something from a private thoroughfare to a public thoroughfare, and it happens to be that it's all included in a coupon. Let's say it's included in a box. There's a box, and you have a bunch of small items inside that box. The example in the Gemara is talking about mustard seeds. Very small, tiny mustard seeds, and you're going from the Rishus Hayachi to the Rishus Harabim, and you have all of these mustard seeds or other small items in a box. Now, the box itself has not gone fully out of the Rishus HaYachid. It's still partially in the Rishus HaYachim, and it's partially in the Rishus HaRabim, because it's a larger box, but some of the mustard seeds have gone all the way out from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim. The mustard seeds are small, so if they're in the further side of the box that went out first from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim, they're now outside of the Rishus HaYachid. The question that we grapple with is that in Isser of Chotzah, carrying on Shabbos, because although part of the box is still in the Rishus HaYachid, so it hasn't been fully removed, but nonetheless, some of the mustard seeds have been fully removed from the Rishus HaYachid. They're in the Rishus HaRabim. That would violate the Isser of Chotzah, carrying from an area to another area, a private area to a public area, and even though they're in that box, maybe that's a problem of Chotzah. So the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan is that that is not the case, because they are all, those smaller items, the mustard seeds, are all included in a box together. We say that the eged, that combination, what is tying them together, the eged kli, we have a kli, the outer box is tying them together, that's considered an eged. It's really, we're going to look at it as one item. And accordingly, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's going to be no iser of chotzah until the full box itself leaves the Rishus HaYachid. So we see here that a container combines everything in it into one. And in fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Yudbeis, Halacha Yud Aleph, says something quite similar, effectively the same. If you have a kupa melea chafatzim, if you have a box that's full of items, he's not talking specifically there about mustard seed. It could be anything, any small items. But you have a big box, small items in it. The pater ad sheyotzi kol hakupa, it's pater. There's no iser d'oraisa of chotzah until the box itself goes out into the other issues. And that's when you're going to be chayiv. So it seems to be saying that when you have a box, a bigger box with smaller items in it, it combines. The box on the outside combines everything on the inside, and there's no iser. Why? Because everything is considered one. The Shevet HaLevi, so the Shevet HaLevi was bringing this Ben Ishchai, the Ben Ishchai that wrote the Sefer Torah Lishma, Tshuvas Torah Lishma, and now the Ben Ishchai, he's explaining this is the rationale that the Ben Ishchai is learning from the halachas of Shabbos, that an item on the outside includes everything, combines everything on the inside, and that's where he learns it from Hilchos Shabbos, and the same thing applies to Mishloach Manot, that if you have all of your items, your food items wrapped together, enclosed in a closed box, or a closed bag, or in a closed anything, that is going to combine everything into one, and you're not going to be yotze the mitzvah of Mishloach Manah, because you're effectively only giving one manah. And says the Shevet HaLevi, I fully disagree with the Ben Ishchai. He's bringing a proof from Hilchos Shabbos, and this has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos, because in Hilchos Shabbos, that is when we look, and we're only going to violate the prohibition of Shabbos when the entire box is removed from one location to another location, regardless of the contents on the inside. We're only focused on the box in that instance, and that's why the kli is ma'agid everything together. He says as follows, in my opinion, pashut ein ze ledina. This is not la halacha, talking about you can't learn from Hilchos Shabbos to the halachas of Mishloach Manot. Devandai kevan de be'etzim shtei manos. And bottom line here, when it comes to Mishloach Manot, I don't care if it's included in one box, but I have two food items in that box, and you're yotzei di lechova. You certainly have done the mitzvah Mishloach Manot. V'hotza Shabbos ein demion lekan. And when it comes to hosa and Shabbos, carrying on Shabbos, there's nothing in comparison. There's no parallel here. Dehasam cave into agad kli. There, in the case of Chotzah l'Shabbos, yes, we do worry about the kli. The kli combines everything in it. And al chotzasa kli danim. And we're only looking when you're going to be chayev. We're going to be chayev when you remove the kli from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYachid, and you still haven't removed the entire kli. That's Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Hosah. But that doesn't apply to here. Mashay kinhach. I just care if I'm giving multiple items to this individual. I have to give at least two items. What does it matter? There's a packaging around it. And the bottom line says the Shevet HaLevi of Rosner, V'hachi noagim shesholchin gam b'kliyacha. This is the minhag that we send the Mishloach Manot even in one kli, and it is not a problem whatsoever. It is mutter to send everything packaged, combined together, closed and sealed. Not a problem. We are yotze the mitzvah, and that seems to be the minhag olam. Never seen anyone that was really machmir about this, to worry that it should be open and not enclosed, and I'm not yotze otherwise. So we can certainly be lenient based on the Shevet HaLevi and other poskim as well. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.